More new photo ops debut at Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. The next Disney cruise ship is being unveiled. And we don't talk about the newest addition to the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade. Or maybe we will. Then this weekend, we left the beaten path and went to Beer Fest at Busch Gardens Tampa. How did it compare to an Epcot festival? We'll share the highs and lows on episode 154 of the Mickey Fall Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
It is the week of August 14th.
Yes, it is.
We are going to Disney again this weekend, surprisingly.
Yay!
I'm not going to say it's last minute, but like 2 days ago, we literally did not have a room booked.
For Friday night.
I guess just for Friday night.
Right, we had Saturday.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, but then all of a sudden, a bunch of rooms dropped at Saratoga.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Sunday afternoon, for some reason.
So, very cool. So, we'll be over there this weekend.
Yes, we will.
Meeting up with a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I'm too.
Yeah. And I saw a couple of the booths open that I wanted to try, which is good.
Yeah, we're on that second wave now, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you can probably hear, or maybe my editing will be really good and it'll take all this out, but a lot of thunder right now over here.
I know.
Which is good because we have not gotten rain.
Yeah, I know. I was going to actually have them not do our yard this week because it didn't have any rain.
Still may not. I mean, it didn't rain that long so far.
No, I'm probably not going to. It doesn't even look like it's grown because there's been no rain.
Right. So we went to Busch Gardens last weekend.
We did.
It was fun.
It was fun. And we literally stayed in like just the smallest area too.
Well, the festival area.
Yeah.
It has, the polite way to put this, a minor theme park now, I guess. You know, maybe top 20 in the country. I don't think it's higher than that anymore.
Right.
And it's definitely become a locals park.
Oh, very much.
But yeah, there's still a lot to do there, especially if you like roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
And animals.
And animals, yep.
And they've really stepped up their game with the festivals.
I think the last couple. Yeah. So, we've gone to the past two, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. It was a good time. We were there a lot longer than I thought we'd be.
Way longer than I thought we were going to be there.
So, but that just shows you that it was a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We got a couple new Facebook group members this week.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Yippee. I like that.
Had a successful mouse quiz.
We did.
For those of you who listen, but don't check out the live feeds every other Tuesday. We do trivia for prizes.
Yes, actual prizes.
Yeah.
It's not just glory, it's prizes.
That's right. And bragging rights.
And bragging rights, especially when it's that, you know, sister battle going on.
Right. Or the Holly battle.
Or the Austin battle. Yeah.
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 But we did movie trivia this week.
Yes.
A lot of Marvel. More Marvel than I thought it was when I was putting it together, but it was fun.
It was fun. There was some back and forth on those.
There was.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and kick off the news.
Okay. There are new Mickey Not-So-Scary Halloween Party photo ops. These are the...
like the
magic
stadium
shots. Yeah.
Oh.
Magic shots.
Oh, I thought the Headless Horseman was like a booth that you got into, like they do it in front of Animal Kingdom or...
They do have three of those.
Okay.
But these are actual, the magic shots.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's Donald Duck's mischievous nephews. And most of these are on Main Street or in Fantasyland.
Okay.
Then it's the Lonesome Ghosts, Maleficent. The Headless Horseman is back, but he's inside the park, not outside the park. And Oogie Boogie. These are all magic shots, which I'm really excited about those.
And then there are the dancing skeletons I saw.
Yes. There are a bunch, actually. Yeah, I forgot about the dancing skeletons to put those on there. So it's really pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of the same ones they had last year and previous years, but now they've brought in some more, which is good. So that way you don't always have the same ones every year.
Right.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Can't wait till we go to the party.
I know. We actually have to plan our costumes.
Yeah. I've been talking to our friend Jason about that.
Oh, you have?
Just about the fact that none of us had planned.
Oh, yeah. So maybe we'll do some planning this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney Cruise Line is revealing the new Disney Treasure on August 30th. You tune in on Wednesday, August 30th at 11 a.m. for the grand virtual reveal of the all-new vessel during the world premiere of Unlocking the Disney Treasure. Adventure awaits aboard Disney's newest ship. They kind of did the same thing for the Wish.
Yeah. And was this online?
Yes, but I believe it's then going to be put on Disney Plus.
Okay.
But it's kind of the same thing they did for the Wish, which is really neat. I'm excited about that. Because the theming is, I think, more Aladdin-ish inside, like the Grand Hall. Okay. I think is more Aladdin, but I'm not sure. That's me thinking. So, excited about seeing that one.
Who's on the back of it?
It's Peter Pan and Captain Hook.
Yeah, okay. Yes. That's this one.
Yes. I had to stop and think there for a second.
Which doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the inside theming, right? Because Rapunzel's on the back of the Wish.
Right.
And other than the character meet, well, I guess the barbershop or the... Not the barbershop, that's Hook's, but the hair salon.
The hair salon. Yeah, those are the two things that are dedicated to Rapunzel.
Yeah. So.
Right.
Cool.
So, excited about that. Got to put it on my calendar. All right. Themes for the 2024 Run Disney Springtime Surprise Races and Typhoon Lagoon post-race events have been announced. For the 5K, it's Neverland.
Okay.
10K is Adventure is Out There, which is up. 10-miler is Hakuna Matata. And then there's Stitch's Ohana Challenge, which is obviously the challenge. There's a springtime surprise splash at Typhoon Lagoon on Sunday, April 21st, starting at 7 p.m. That is $85 per person. They don't really give a lot of details about it, so it's obviously at the end of the race weekend. General registration for the races and for the splash at Typhoon Lagoon. General registration opens on August 22nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. The virtual registration for the event opens on August 25th.
How much is the H2O Glow Night? Only like $50.
I think it was like $59, maybe.
Wonder what you're getting for $85.
I'm thinking it's probably a food thing included because it's associated with the.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But
I mean, and it should be pretty crowded because at the end of race, well, though it's the end of race week.
Right. It's on a Sunday night. Right. People had already left. So. We'll see.
I'm intrigued. It almost makes it worth walking a 5K.
I know.
But it doesn't.
It's a Neverland medal. It looks really, or the theme of it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. So, no, it seems pretty cool.
Yeah. That's next year, so we can consider that.
Yeah.
Mirabelle from Encanto will be meeting friends from all over the world in her magical casita beginning on September 15th.
So is that the new Magic Kingdom where Merida was?
Yes. They're still working on it, but they've announced it's going to be there. And then Merida's already moved over to the gazebo.
Yeah, which still doesn't make any sense to me, but okay.
Yeah. And Mirabelle's uncle, Bruno, will be part of the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade, also starting on September 15th.
They hired that part quick.
They did.
Because, I don't know, it was like a month ago that it was news on websites that they were looking for somebody to play Bruno.
Right.
And he's already debuting.
I know.
Well, I mean, it's another month, but.
Right. But they've already announced he's on there, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Reservations are now open for Shiki Sai Sushi Izakaya at the Japan Pavilion at Epcot beginning after August 30th. So you can make your reservations now anytime after August 30th. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I really liked Tokyo Dining. We only went that one time with Kurt Stone and Judy, Ken, and Margita.
Right.
But I really liked it, and I didn't think it was tremendously overpriced for Japanese food.
Right.
I don't have any reason to go to a sushi restaurant, so...
No, you don't.
I probably won't ever go there.
Right.
But if you're into sushi, it should be the best sushi at Disney.
It should be.
Hopefully it'll be better than Kimono's. Not that... I mean, apparently Kimono's is very good, but it's a Marriott restaurant.
Right.
Off, you know, not in a park, so hopefully it'll be better.
Right. Right. There is a new reusable blue shopping bag being debuted at Walt Disney World, but it's going to be used for Walt Disney World and Disneyland. There's currently only one size available, and it's $2 for the reusable bag. On the shopping bag, it has a Walt Disney World side, which shows Cinderella's castle with Tinkerbell flying above and fireworks in the sky. And on the opposite side of it, it has Disneyland showing Sleeping Beauty's castle with Tinkerbell flying above and fireworks in the sky. So
that's better than the Disney Parks bags that didn't...
That didn't stay around?
Well, I mean...
It did, but yeah.
We still have some.
Yes, we do. I kept them on purpose.
One right behind me here.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the reusable ones.
Oh, okay. I thought you're talking about the plastic. Okay.
The only reusable one I can remember is the 50th anniversary one that
I have quite a few of in the car.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're good bags.
They are. They're really nice bags. So I'm sure I will be getting one of these this weekend just because I need to have one. But it looks like they're pretty much like the medium size, which is the standard, you know.
According to our friends at the Disney Crush. Mm-hmm. Like, Veronica was going around buying stuff and couldn't get a bag.
Right.
So, at least they've got bags.
Right. Yeah. There's a little bit of DVC news.
There is a little bit of DVC news. Disneyland points sales have tapered off, and Walt Disney World points sales are rising in July, anyway. Mm-hmm. Direct Disney Vacation Club points topped the 200,000 point mark for three consecutive months for the first time since, I guess, March of 2023. Mm-hmm. July of 2023, there were 278,741 points sold for the 11 DVC resorts at Walt Disney World and the villas at Disneyland Hotel. In the last 3 months, these 12 resorts have sold now 857,000, almost 858,000 points. The most in a three-month period since DVC News, where we got this from, started tracking in July of 2010, so 13 years.
That's pretty good.
The next best three-month period was June, July, and August 2013, when 813,000 points were sold. So they went 10 years without hitting that number.
Wow.
For 3 months. Mm-hmm. The 184,000 plus points sold for the Walt Disney World resorts in July is noteworthy because it is 9% increase over July of 2022. Mm. 40% more than what the Walt Disney World resorts averaged the previous 12 months and 30% more than its average sales over the previous 2 years. Mm. So.
Yeah, that's good.
That shows you. And just to show the impact of COVID-19, July 2023 sales are almost 12.5 times the 13,715 points sold in July of 2020.
Wow.
So, direct sales are coming back.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not like resale isn't a thing still.
Right.
But the prices are all over the board on resale.
They are. They are all over the place.
So,
because you get notified a lot of ones.
Yeah, I need to turn off those notifications. But
yeah,
I haven't yet just because it shows me like what people are paying.
Yeah.
Or at least what people are charging.
Right.
So very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, TBC.
Congratulations.
What we needed was more people buying points to make it harder for us to get rooms.
Well, for example, but then apparently they released a bundle of them. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, as far as I know, Riviera's not sold out. I don't think Copper Creek is sold out.
No, I don't think so.
I know Grand Floridian is not sold out now.
Right.
You've got Polynesian coming.
Mm-hmm.
Cabins at Fort Wilderness coming.
I'm so excited about that one.
I am too. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. That one I'm excited
for. As long
for.
As they're less than the Treehouse. Although the Treehouse isn't a lot of points.
No, it's really not. For how big it is and what it has.
Yeah.
It's really not.
If you have a car, it's great.
Yes.
You know.
Agreed.
I'm not. I don't know. I hate the buses. So I'm not. Like, it may turn me off if I had to wait for a bus to get on a bus. There.
Right.
But, you know, having a car, it was super cool that weekend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it for the news this week.
Yeah, it's kind of a light news week.
It is. It's summer.
Yeah.
Back to school. That's the big news.
Mm-hmm.
Park attendance is apparently down again.
So time
like
to
it's
go.
Been slow from what I hear.
Now, time to go then.
Yeah. But school just started, so of course it's going to be slower.
Right.
You know, at least during the week.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of started, I mean, I guess everywhere. Like, not just here.
Yeah.
You know? All of our friends all over the country have been posting pictures of first day at school. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
We went to Busch Gardens Saturday.
Yes.
Which we've done, you know.
A few times.
Way more the last, like, couple months than.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, we hadn't been in 15 years.
Yeah.
Despite living right here.
3 miles away.
I don't think it's that far, but it might be.
3 sounds like a nice number.
Sure. It might be 3 miles. It probably is.
Yeah.
They are having Beer Fest. They just finished their food and wine, like, the end of July, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, because we went on the last day.
Yeah, whenever that was.
Yeah.
But they've just started... couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. their Beer Fest. And it's very, very heavily German.
Very.
Themed. It's a lot of craft brews from all over.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of local-ish stuff, because there's a lot of craft breweries here.
Yes.
That are, you know, craft brew, but bigger.
Right.
You know, Cigar City and Three Daughters. Copper Tail.
Mm-hmm.
Those are big ones
you know,
that you can find all over the place.
Right.
So it was very cool. One thing that they're doing again for the festival that I wish Disney would do
mm-hmm.
is the punch card on a lanyard.
Yes.
So we did the 15 punch card, which made it through Saturday.
Right. But we only, as pass holders.
Oh, we got 15.
Right.
So it should be $75 for 12 punches, which is really pretty good.
Right.
You know, because that includes food and drink items.
Mm-hmm.
With a couple of exceptions. One was you could get a shot of moonshine for, I think it was $15.99, but they had a flight of 4 for $21.99.
Right.
You could use the punch card on the shot. You couldn't use it on the flight.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. As pass holders, we got 15 punches for $75.
Right.
Now it's Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, entertainment. Mm-hmm. So there's also sales tax and a 5%. The sales tax makes sense. There's a 5% surcharge that they've been doing since COVID.
Right.
So because of inflation. So instead of raising their prices 5%, they just tack a 5% surcharge on everything.
Right.
Everything. There. Yep.
Yes.
So that's fine. It's fine. It was $80 or whatever.
Yeah. 80, whatever.
All told for 15 items. Mm-hmm. They have the Springs Tap Room, which is the old hospitality house. That's just a bar now, basically a lounge.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because they have tables and stuff in there too, yeah.
Yeah. It's very mid-century modern still. They didn't change anything. They didn't change anything. The bar is still where it was. It comes out a little further now. It used to be more against the wall, but they didn't change anything.
Right.
It's still kind of wide open in tile and floor, mm-hmm. echoey a little bit. But it's still a good place to go get out of the heat and mm-hmm. chill out.
And they serve food there too.
They have some food and right. it's not overly busy. They have about 10 beers on tap maybe.
Mm-hmm. And they have a full liquor bar.
So and those are mostly regular quote unquote beers,
Right. Like I had Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Yeah, and Modelo, they have Blue Moon, they had Stella, they have mm-hmm. Bud Light, and I don't know, Michelob
sure. Light
or something. I can't remember. So those are the regular beers. Right. But you could use your punch card mm-hmm. in there. So that was good.
Right.
And they had like the frozen, like the froze that everybody that goes to Epcot loves. They had those. Mm-hmm. So they had all kinds of stuff in there. It's a very cool place to go and just chill out for a little bit, get out of the heat.
Right.
So the booths, we did the moonshine flight.
Yes, we did.
I have that picture. I think I took it. I hope I took it on here. Okay. So the moonshine flight came with four little shots, ounce pour or whatever they are. The first one was the American Born Dixie. It's 83 proof. Notes of mint and candied sugar leads to a palate filled with Bigelow tea. Finishes with a hint of lemon zest and corn.
It was delicious.
So they say it blends two distinct Southern traditions, moonshine and sweet tea.
It was good.
It's very good. They had an American born apple pie, also 83 proof, natural apple and cinnamon flavors, and a hint of caramel.
That one was really good too.
Then they had the Firefly White Lightning, 100.7 proof, powerful and subtly rustic. The it note is made in South Carolina.
It was moonshine.
It was straight up White Lightning.
Straight up moonshine.
And they had the Firefly Blackberry, which was delicious. Strong, fruity taste. It was 71 proof. So we shared all these.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God.
The apple pie was delicious. The mm-hmm. the blackberry, Firefly Blackberry was also delicious.
Yeah. I liked the one with the sweet tea. That was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was basically what I had at homecoming the week before.
Right.
So it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was really cool, so at least one of the booths, mm-hmm. a lot of the booths, because like I said, they were kind of heavily German.
Right.
A lot of the booths had the same food, which was also good because it lessened the lines.
Right, right.
So they had a bratwurst on a pretzel roll, mm-hmm. which you can get at Germany at Epcot right now. It's a fat hot dog bun made out of pretzel with a skinny bratwurst in it.
Mm-hmm.
This one at Busch Gardens was the bratwurst cut into quarters, on a, like, it looked like a hamburger bun, but yeah, it was a pretzel roll.
It really did look like a hamburger bun.
With pickled red cabbage mm-hmm. on top of it. It was a good size sandwich that ends up, if you do the punch card, costing you like somewhere between $5 and $6-7 mm-hmm. depending on which punch card you get and all that.
Right.
But it was a, like, it was a sandwich. It was a good size sandwich.
Yes.
They had what they called German potato salad, which was not. It was just regular potato salad made with Golden's mustard. Like, German potato salad is supposed to be like hot vinegary, you know?
Right.
But it was good potato salad. It just wasn't what I expected. But that sandwich was the big win mm-hmm. for the whole festival for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And it was good. It's just the bun was just too much for me. I'm just not a huge pretzel roll person.
Yeah.
That's just me.
It was good. At the end of the day, that was what we had.
Mm-hmm. And well,
to
and
help us get home.
Yeah. And I had the short ribs.
Oh, right.
Those were delicious.
Yeah. The braised beef short ribs.
Yeah. Those were delicious.
They were very good.
Mm-hmm.
All the food there was really good.
Yes. Very good. And
at least
portions,
what we had.
Yeah. And the portions seemed very good.
For the price.
Yeah.
The portions were fantastic. I mean, you get that card. Nothing's going to cost you more than, I don't remember what the lower priced card was, but, you know, let's say $8.
Oh, I actually have the price of the lanyards here, the cards. Okay. They have the 12 item one, which was $75. The 8 item is $60. The 5 item is $40.
So there you go. So, not more than $8.
Right.
They're also, if you're going to make, you know, be there for more than a day, those things are not one day use. They're good for the length of the festival, the lanyards.
Right. Which it was July 21st through September 4th.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Probably the best thing. So they have like a little amphitheater, shell theater
mm-hmm.
over in the middle of the festival area.
Right. I think it's so, like the Coca-Cola Theater or something. I think is what so. It is.
The festival area is limited to, it's not through the whole park. It's over kind of in what I assume is still called the Bird Gardens.
I'm sure.
It's where they had the aviary and
mm-hmm.
all of that, you know, right up, right next to the Sesame Street Kids area, that whole deal. Very close to the front of the park. So they had the theater. They had a band. The day we were there, a band called Social Fabric, which is a local band. They were really good. The singer was good, but the musicians were really good too.
Yes, they were.
But Cameron, the singer, was great.
Yes.
So she can go places.
Yes, she's very talented. Quite yeah. a range of...
Oh, yeah. Music and vocal range in general.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great. They also had another guy over by that tap room, Springs Tap Room, outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Guy and his guitar playing.
Yep.
And I really liked the way they did it. So, like, somebody would come on from 5 to 5:45. They'd finish at, you know, 5:45, 5:50.
Right.
And the other band at the other location was starting at 5:45.
Right.
So we, for the last couple hours we were there, we would get a beer or a sandwich and go see a band. And when that band ended, we'd get another drink on the way to see the other guy. And
exactly.
It was really fun. It was, mm-hmm. you know, like combination music festival deal. It was super cool.
Right. One of the things we took advantage of inside the tap room was we had our reusable glasses that we brought back.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first bought them, it was $3 extra for the at the time of the beer.
Yeah. So okay. It's like a, well, it's supposed to be a 20-ounce Pilsner glass. It's 22
right.
plastic. Has Busch Gardens and Adventure Island logo on it. They sell them all the time, I guess.
Right.
It's supposed to be So you pay $3, you buy a beer, you pay $3 extra, you get that souvenir glass. Mm-hmm. Then every time you refill it, you get $1 off.
Right.
But because they made an error, I guess, when they ordered the glasses, you're getting 24 ounces or you get 22 ounces instead of 20 for $1 off.
Right.
So that also, if you're there to drink beers, mm-hmm. that pays itself back pretty quickly.
Yes,
especially if you go there.
Right.
Often-ish.
Yeah, because we bought it the first time and I brought them back and it's, I mean.
Yeah.
We've already paid for the price of the plastic glass.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plus some.
Plus some, right.
So that's another good thing. They, at Busch Gardens, they are really taking care of the people once you get in the park.
Yes, they do.
You know.
They want you to have a good time.
I mean, as pass holders, we went to the little kiosk before we went into the park. Mm-hmm. We could have gotten guest passes.
Right.
But it was just us. Mm-hmm. We got a free, what do they call it? Express pass.
Right. Quick queue, I think is what they call
quick
it.
Quick queue. Yeah.
For any ride.
Skip the line, whatever. Mm-hmm. For any ride.
Yeah. We redeemed it because it was only going to be good for that day, but we just.
Yeah. We just didn't ride anything.
Right.
And then we also got each of us a $15 Busch Gardens cash mm-hmm. voucher.
And it was only good for that weekend. So like they just announced it for that weekend.
Yeah, because next weekend it'll be at SeaWorld.
Right.
You know. And then in 2 weeks it'll be back at Busch Gardens.
Right. But still, $15. You can use it on anything.
Except the lanyard.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
But yeah, so we used that on the Moonshine Flight.
Mm-hmm. And
the drinks we had before the festival opened.
Oh yes. Noon. Yeah. That's what it was.
But yeah, they were really taken care of, especially the pass holders, but mm-hmm. all the guests, mm-hmm. you know, with all the different discounts they offer and, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah. It was great.
Yeah, we had fun.
I said we were going to talk about highs and lows. The only real low I could tell you is it's just not a huge festival. There were like 15 booths, I think.
Yes, 15 booths. But the booths are literally like, I don't know, maybe 15 feet from each other on some of it.
Yeah, and there was never more than one person in line in front of us.
Yeah. So it's not real busy, but it's also a very condensed festival area.
Well, one of the things I like that they do there is this booth has beers. Mm-hmm. The next booth has food.
Right.
So it keeps people moving. It keeps the lines down.
Right.
You know, they don't have you wait in line at a festival booth to get a Figment popcorn bucket.
Right.
Which was just a god-awful idea. Whoever thought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very well organized. Mm-hmm. Very well laid out.
Yes.
And it, to be honest with you, keeps the people that are there for Beer Fest separate from
people going
the families in the rest of the park.
Yeah, no, 100%.
The way it's set up.
Yeah.
It's not one big festival.
Right, because it's really, it's in between where rides are. So you're not, it's actually almost off to the side where, or from where the rides are.
Yeah, you have to walk by Gwazi, Iron Gwazi.
Right.
That's the only ride anywhere near, and it's not that close.
Right.
So.
So you're not really getting people there that are walking through to go to other rides.
Right.
You're getting people to come there for the festival.
For the festival. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's very well done. Busch Gardens lends itself, the layout of that park lends itself to that mm-hmm. anyway, I think, a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because you have that area that's just, I mean, in that area, there literally is like a flamingo pond.
Yeah.
The kangaroos. Mm-hmm. About it.
That's about
it's really in between. It's between the, I assume it's still called Moroccan Village, where all the shopping is at the front, and the kids area.
Yeah, so it's an actual festival village is really what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's very good use of the area. Mm-hmm.
I really wish Epcot would, even if it's not a lanyard, even if it's one of those little stretchy cards.
Right.
To you can just scan and you have this many vouchers available on it.
And you know, you're going to get, because we've already done it, you're going to get two kinds of people that buy those prepaid deals. Okay.
Okay.
The people who are here for the day, so they buy five at $8 a piece.
Right.
Because they don't know how much they're going to spend.
Right.
You know.
I get that.
Yeah. Or you're going to get the people that buy the $15 one and, you know, share it, which we did. That's fine.
Right.
But you're also going to get people who go, oh, well, it's so cheap to get the 15, the 12 punch one. We'll just get that and then use six and never come back.
Right.
You know, I just, it's win-win.
Yeah.
Plus you get the money up front.
Right.
So also shows you the overhead on those festival things. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, the portions were bigger, were a lot less money than Epcot festivals.
Yes. So
shows you the overhead when you pay $10 for three raviolis in Italy.
Right.
You know, and the food was great. I mean, it wasn't fancy.
Yeah, it wasn't fancy. There wasn't it wasn't, you know, seven different booths with all this different food. It was just that each of them had like three things. Each booth had like three items to choose from.
Right.
And it was fine. It was perfect for the weight, for the amount of booths that there were. I think it was a good setup.
Yeah. And I think, again, I'll say, I think that splitting the food and the drinks is a really good idea.
Yes.
Like, made all the lines a lot more bearable for everybody. So,
yes.
I really enjoyed it. We'll go back.
Yes, we will. We had fun.
So, we won't be going back for a couple of weeks, but we'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Is there any Scott on Scott?
Oh, yeah. We haven't checked out Scott Gustin's Twitter feed in a while.
I know.
Hold, please. All right. So, you know, one thing, right? So now it's X, not Twitter, right?
Yeah.
But it's still twitter.com. Like, I bet if I type in x.com, I don't get it. Yep. X.com goes to a Wikipedia article. So, for the X.com bank, a defunct online bank co-founded by Elon Musk. That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, so Scott Gustin hadn't posted in a while, like 9 hours.
Wow.
He's got some new pictures of the Moana thing.
Okay.
Looks like all the plants are in.
Looks like the logo, actually.
Yeah, the logo's
kind of cool.
Okay.
Like, kind
of. Yeah. Journey of Water inspired by Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Elemental is now on digital platforms. So, I don't know. I've heard such mixed reviews from people.
I think I'd like to see it.
Not Disney related, but Barbie is releasing on digital on September 5th.
It's really fast.
That 90-day thing.
Wow. It's been 90 days already?
I guess it will be.
Yikes.
No, it doesn't seem like.
No.
That would have been June. That movie didn't open in June.
No.
Here you go. 8 hours ago, Scott Gustin reports that Disney will soon decorate Skyliner gondolas with the Familia Madrigal from Encanto. And Walt Disney World Transportation will be adding Coco characters to their buses.
That I thought that they already had. Oh, they had Coco.
They have Coco on the Skyliner.
Ah, okay. That was my mistake because I'm like, didn't they already have that?
Oh, here's big news.
I did see that.
The croissant donut has returned to Epcot starting today at Connections Cafe. So today was August 16th.
So the cronut is back.
Yeah. Holy cow. Disney Cruise Line is adding a new commemorative display at the Disney Castaway Key this fall to recognize guests who have sailed more than 50 times on DCL.
Holy moly.
The display will be near the island post office with a colorful fence that features the names of the families.
That's quite a deal. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, holy cow. Here's big news. Go make a donation to Give Kids the World.
I already planned on it.
Give Kids the World Village is offering the chance for a lucky winner and three guests to win a Walt Disney World vacation, including a night in the Cinderella Castle suite.
Yes, I actually read the details about it, that
two-night resort stay in a standard room at a deluxe Walt Disney hotel, subject to availability and selected at Disney's discretion. Mm-hmm. Three-day theme park tickets with park hopper option, $500 gift card, domestic coach round-trip airfare.
Right, the night stay.
Breakfast at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Right. And you actually have to check out by 9 a.m. because you have to be out of the Cinderella suite by 9 a.m. But basically, you could go directly to your breakfast at Royal Table. Well, yeah.
I guess that's your Magic Kingdom day.
Pretty much. I am going to go do the donations for it because it's just for Give Kids the World anyway. So
yeah, that
doesn't even take a thought on that one.
Yesterday, the new sushi place at Epcot was offering a soft opening to walk-in guests.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Would have been a cool surprise to have.
Yeah.
There's an Ahsoka fan event with D23 at Disney's Hollywood Studios. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, you
same had to, day the podcast comes out. So
right, and you had to sign up sometime today, the 16th, for it.
Yeah. Here's bigger news. This was as of Sunday. An update on Mickey's Not So Scary. 13 dates are now sold out. Going forward, August 18th, 22nd, 25th, and 29th. So the next two weekends.
I believe August is now sold out.
It looks like it must be. September 1st, 4th, 8th, 12th, 15th, 17th, and October 31st. So the good news is the day we're going during G3 is not sold out yet.
That's good.
Mickey's Not So Scary is selling out ahead of the 2022 sellout pace. And didn't all of them end up selling out?
Yes. All of them sold out.
Okay.
Now, all of them sold out, but then there was also a hurricane.
I guess there was.
Right. And
were there two?
One or two. And then
one. I think the other one was in November.
Right. And then the on dates that were being sold out, they were still inside the park. They were offering there was signs for availability.
Yeah, because there were people that couldn't get there or something because of it.
Right.
So, okay. I guess that's it for news.
Guess so.
And Scott on Scott.
Scott on Scott.
Man, I'm not sure about this Nightmare Before Christmas popcorn bucket.
People are going crazy for it.
It better be a lot bigger than it looks, or else there's like no popcorn going on.
Well, no, they're using the little small box popcorn, you know, the small that's open on the top. It basically, where the guy is laying on the back, that opens and the box stands up inside of it. So it's really more decorative rather than functional.
I think they should bring back the three hitchhiking ghosts that they had back in 2019.
Those were cool because it had three different things. One was a sipper.
And they lit up and played music.
I know.
Sipper, a beignet holder, and a popcorn bucket.
I know. They were great.
Yeah.
My favorite is still my cauldron. Pumpkin cauldron.
Yeah, because it holds a lot of popcorn.
Yes, it does.
That you can get to.
Yep.
So, okay. I guess that's going to do it for this week.
I guess so.
Thanks again for listening. We're going to check out now. follow us on Instagram @MickeyFile_podcast. And as always, if you haven't already, like, follow, subscribe to the podcast. That way you don't even have to look for it. You'll just get a notification each week when the new episode drops. If you want to reach out to us, you can drop us an email at MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, at gmail.com. Thanks.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.